preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, my woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do.
Howdy, folks. Here we are. Here we are. Gathered around the demon rat. The great demon rat dumpster fire debate. Pull up your lawn chair, get your coat hanger out with your marshmallows on it, and let's get some weenies and some marshmallows, and let's enjoy the demon rat bonfire here. Let's roast some marshmallows over the demon rat dumpster fire debate. It's on right now, so we're going to tune in and listen live here. We've only got an hour together, so we'll tune in and enjoy some of the hilarity. I may break in with a comment or two. They're in the second hour. They're just starting the second hour of their debate. 12 of the nastiest people you'll never want to meet. So here we go. Let's go right in now. This is the great. This is Spartacus. Yes, you know who Spartacus is, don't you? He's having another Spartacus moment. It's Senator, to use the term loosely, Cory Booker.
Be disaster for us in 2020. And so I have a different plan than Elizabeth Warren. I have a different plan than many people on this stage. And it involves, again, fair taxes for the richest. We have a lot of work to do there, but we've had 20 years of presidential debates, and we have never talked about the violence in America of child poverty. We have got to begin to talk more eloquently and more persuasively and urgently about doing the things, not just to make sure fair taxes are paid by people on the top, but that we deal with the moral obscenity of having the highest levels of child poverty in the industrial world. My plan will focus on that, and these are some of the issues we should be talking about, not defining ourselves just by what we're against, but we need to win this election by talking about who and what we are for.
Thank you, Senator Booker.
We've got to take a quick break. We've got to take a quick break right now. The CNN.
Have you noticed that, folks? While they take a break, we'll take a break from their puke. Haven't you noticed that about living in America, folks, how poor we are and how many destitute children you see on the street? Boy, we sure are a failed civilization. The most successful, most wealthy, best place for children to live ever in the history of the world. Well, thank you, Cory Booker, for pointing out how bad it really is. Of course, this is what the demon rats do. Nonstop panic attack, nonstop hysteria, nonstop destruction. It's a dumpster fire. That's exactly what it is. Let's take a little review here while CNN takes a break, and let's take a look at some of the one thing we're looking for tonight is, does anybody on the CNN moderator staff have the balls to ask Joe Biden about the totally corrupt receipt of hundreds of millions of dollars, including $1.5 billion from the, I love the term Chi-Coms, the Chi-Coms. I haven't used that word in so many years, but it's worth dusting off. There are some great hosts out there using it, Chi-Coms, which is the acronym for the Chinese Communists. I think the word came into circulation maybe during the Korean War. The Chi-Coms. Yes, they're Chinese Communists. They're $1.5 billion to the Biden family. So Anderson Cooper at 8:16 tonight, that was 16 minutes into the dumpster fire, he asked Biden about Hunter. And here's what Biden said. My son's They did nothing wrong, he nor his son. My son's statement speaks for itself. So he's not answering the question. He's referring you to the statement. And then Biden added, this is something he does, Mr. Tough Guy. You know, he's the guy who challenged Trump to a fist fight. Biden says Trump is afraid of him because if he wins the nomination, Biden, he will beat Trump like a drum. Biden must have been beaten up a lot as a kid, the way he talks like that. He's probably never been in a fist fight. Biden says he and his son have kept everything separate. Oh, yeah, that Biden family, they're certainly not going to. Money that goes to the son doesn't benefit the father. No way. And he's proud. He's proud of the judgment that his son Hunter made and all these totally corrupt receipts of huge amounts of money, which now, and this is the wonderful thing today, Hunter Biden made the incredible blunder of going on national television and actually stating on camera that he wouldn't have gotten the money if he weren't the son of Joe Biden. Oh, what do they say in tennis? Game, set, match. You can stick a fork in it to mix the metaphor, Hunter Biden. Well, let's see, just reviewing the first hour. The Democrats then, in the first hour, they fought among themselves a lot. At 8:20, Warren asked a yes or no answer of the group about whether she will raise taxes for Medicare. No, she was asked a yes or no. Will you raise taxes for Medicare for all? And then she dodged that question. Let's go to another one here. Then Cory Booker, get this, Cory Booker trying to score brownie points. Maybe he's looking for a vice presidential spot on a Biden ticket. Booker jumps in to rip CNN for asking, daring to ask Joe Biden about his son, Hunter, and says Trump was happy with that exchange. So, yeah, you're not allowed to, not allowed. This is what the Democrat Party is all about now, is controlled speech, political correctness, and censoring what you can even think. And then Booker says that CNN has thereby elevated a lie. Yeah, what Hunter Biden said today, I guess is a lie, that they elevated a lie and attacked a statesman. Who's the statesman? Is that Joe Biden? Is the statesman? Okay, here we go. Let's go back into the debate. Here we go. Live. Here's Anderson Cooper himself. We hope his husband is watching.
I want to turn now to foreign policy. President Trump ordered the withdrawal of all American forces from northern Syria, abandoning America's longtime Kurdish allies. As a result, Turkey has now invaded Syria. ISIS detainees have escaped, and the Kurds have announced a new deal with the government in Damascus, a victory for Syrian dictator Bashar al-Assad and Russia and Iran. Vice President Biden, we know you would not have withdrawn troops from northern Syria in this way, but that is already in process. So would you send American troops back into northern Syria to prevent an ISIS resurgence and protect our Kurdish allies?
I would not have withdrawn the troops, and I would not have drawn the additional 1,000 troops who are in Iraq, which are in retreat now, being fired on by Assad's people, and the President of the United States saying, if those ISIS folks escape from the prisons they're in, they'll only go to Europe and won't affect us. It has been the most shameful thing that any president has done in modern history. Excuse me. In terms of foreign policy. And the fact of the matter is, I've never seen a time, and I've spent thousands of hours in the Situation Room, I've spent many hours on the ground in those very places, in Syria and in Iraq, and guess what? Our commanders across the board, former and present, are ashamed of what's happening here. What I would do is I would be making it real clear to Assad that, in fact, he's going to have a problem because Turkey is the real problem here. And I would be having a real lockdown conversation with Erdogan and letting him know that he's going to pay a heavy price for what he has done. Now, pay that price.
Just to clarify, Mr. Vice President, would you want American troops back in northern Syria?
I would want those 1,000 troops to be protected by air cover. Those 1,000 troops that are having to withdraw under fire, make it clear that they're not going anywhere, and have them protected, and work my way back toward what in fact needs to be done, protecting those Kurds. They lost their lives. This is shameful, shameful what this man has done.
Congresswoman Gabbard, last week you said that American troops should get out of Syria now. You don't agree with how the president handled the withdrawal. What would you have done differently? How would you have pulled out troops without the bloodshed we're seeing now?
Well, first of all, we've got to understand the reality of the situation there, which is that the slaughter of the Kurds being done by Turkey is yet another negative consequence of the regime change war that we've been waging in Syria. Donald Trump has the blood of the Kurds on his hand, but so do many of the politicians in our country from both parties who have supported this ongoing regime change war in Syria that started in 2011, along with many in the mainstream media who have been championing and cheerleading this regime change war. Not only that, but New York Times and CNN have also smeared veterans like myself for calling for an end to this regime change war. Just 2 days ago, the New York Times put out an article saying that I'm a Russian asset and an Assad apologist and all these different smears. This morning, a CNN commentator said on national television that I'm an asset of Russia. Completely despicable. As president, I will end these regime change wars by doing two things: ending the draconian sanctions that are really a modern day siege, the likes of which we are seeing Saudi Arabia wage against Yemen, that have caused tens and thousands of Syrian civilians to die and to starve. And I would make sure that we stop supporting terrorists like Al-Qaeda in Syria, who've been the ground force in this ongoing regime change war. I'd like to ask
Anderson
if you would join me in calling for an end to this regime change war in Syria, finally.
So look, I think that we ought to get out of the Middle East. I don't think we should have troops in the Middle East, but we have to do it the right way, the smart way. What this president has done is that he has sucked up to dictators. He has made impulsive decisions that often his own team doesn't understand. He has cut and run on our allies, and he has enriched himself.
Boy, that was a shocking turn of events there. Anderson Cooper made a mistake going to Tulsi Gabbard.
Ever humanitarian crisis. He has helped ISIS get another foothold, a new lease on life. I sit on the Armed Services Committee. I talk with our military leaders about
this. Senator.
I was in Iraq and went through the neighborhoods that ISIS destroyed. We need to get out, but we need to do this through a negotiated solution. There is
you,
no
Senator.
Military solution
Mayor Buttigieg,
in this region.
Mayor Buttigieg, like many of your fellow candidates on the stage, you've been calling for an end to endless wars. What's your response on Syria?
Well, respectfully, Congresswoman, I think that is dead wrong. The slaughter going on in Syria is not a consequence of American presence. It's a consequence of a withdrawal and a betrayal by this president of American allies and American values. Look, I didn't think we should have gone to Iraq in the first place. I think we need to get out of Afghanistan. But it's also the case that a small number of specialized special operations.
Wow, this is going very well. The Democrats are really, really looking bad here. You just heard Gabbard get Warren to endorse President Trump's desire to end stupid wars. And Buttigieg is trying to worm his way out of it, but he just said the same thing. At both of them making Biden, who could barely speak through his dentures, and his, what has he got, Parkinson's or... what's that other disease? his mind is melting. Here we go.
The world, a much more dangerous place.
Congresswoman Gabbard, your response.
Yeah, absolutely. So really what you're saying, Mayor Pete, is that you would continue to support having U.S. troops in Syria for an indefinite period of time to continue this regime change war that has caused so many refugees to flee Syria, that you would continue to have our country involved in a war that has undermined our national security. You would continue this policy of the U.S. actually providing arms and support to terrorist groups in Syria, like Al-Qaeda, HTS, al-Nusra, and others, because they are the ones who have been the ground force in this regime change war. That's really what you're saying.
You can put an end to endless war without embracing Donald
Will
Trump's policy.
Will you end the regime
as
change
doing.
War is the question.
What we are doing.
What is an endless war if it's not yet another regime change
please.
War?
Please allow him to respond.
What we are doing, or what we were doing in Syria.
Boy, I'll tell you what. Tulsi Gabbard, bless her heart, she just threw a monkey wrench into this debate. Beautiful. And Anderson Cooper, what a dumbass. He opened the floor to Tulsi Gabbard. What an idiot. But hey, thank you, Anderson.
I would have a hard time today looking an Afghan civilian or soldier in the eye after what just happened over there. And it is undermining the honor of our soldiers. You take away the honor of our soldiers, you might as well go after their body armor next. This president has betrayed American values. Our credibility is in tattered. I will restore U.S. credibility before it is finally too late.
Senator Sanders, is Turkey still a U.S. ally? Should they remain in NATO?
I'm sorry.
Is Turkey still a U.S. ally? Should they remain in NATO?
No, Turkey is not a U.S. ally when they invade another country and engage in mass slaughter. The crisis here, as I think Joe said and Pete said, is when you begin to betray people, and in terms of the Kurds, 11,000 of them died fighting ISIS, 20,000 were wounded. And the United States said, we're with you, we're standing with you.
So, and now Bernie Sanders is committing himself to a totally stupid argument because the Kurds, who've been fighting the Turks forever, have suffered casualties. Well, therefore, we should suffer casualties. We should stay there forever because other people died defending their land. Not fighting for us. The Kurds are not fighting for America, Bernie. They're fighting for their land, which they will continue to do. And they have just struck a deal. This is amazing. They've just struck a deal, which is very predictable, with Bashar al-Assad to align with him to defend themselves. Beautiful. Once we got out.
Support from the president. It's not just the behavior of adversaries like Russia, but our one-time allies like Saudi Arabia, which the CIA just concluded was responsible, as we all knew, for murdering and dismembering an American.
Now, let me tell you, folks, you know, you in this audience, this to this radio network, you are much more sophisticated than the average audience, so you can follow the complexities that are going across the screen here. However, mainstream America is just tuning this out. The Democrats are just basically floundering here.
To talk about this, not only in terms of the horror of what happened here with Turkey, but the fact that our president blew it, and now he's too proud to say it. And what do we do now? We continue that humanitarian aid, but then we work with...
This is Amy Klobuchar, Minnesota. And Americans are like Donald Trump. They don't give a rat's ass about what's going on 7,000 miles away in a medieval fight, an eternal fight going on in the Middle East that we do not want to be... Americans do not want to be a part of it.
About the nuclear...
We've had enough thousands of deaths and enough trillions of our taxpayer dollars squandered.
Senator Harris, given that the U.S. abandoned our Kurdish allies, what would you do?
Stay tuned. We'll be right back for the Demon Rat Dumpster Fire.
Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John. Big
John. Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
And, you know, speak of the devil. Cory Booker is talking right now, and in his last, this answer he's currently giving, he said, you know, we're talking about the demon rat dumpster fire debate. He said, President Trump is turning the moral leadership of America into a dumpster fire. Anyway, here's Biden. We got to listen to Biden and check how his dentures are working.
And Erdogan understands that. You talk about, should he stay in or out of NATO? He understands that he's out of NATO. He's in real trouble. But the fact of the matter is, we have been unwilling in this administration because we have an erratic, crazy president who knows not a damn thing about foreign policy and operates out of fear for his own reelection. Think what's happened. The fact of the matter is, you have Russia influencing and trying to break up NATO. What does the president do? He says, I believe Vladimir Putin. I believe Vladimir Putin. I don't believe our intelligence
committee. Just think of Vladimir Putin.
No, I'm not. But here's the deal. Think what that did. He turns around and he questions whether or not he'll keep the sacred commitment of Article 5 for the NATO members. If he is reelected, I promise you, there will be no NATO. Our security will be vastly underrated. We will be in real trouble. And with regard to regime change in Syria, that has not been the policy to change the regime. It has been to make sure that the regime did not wipe out hundreds and thousands of innocent people between there and the Iraqi border. And lastly, and I apologize for going up, but lastly, what is happening in Iraq is going to, in Afghanistan, as well as all the way over to Syria. We have ISIS. It's going to come here. They are going to, in fact, damage the United States of America. That's why we got involved in the first place and not ceded the whole area to Assad and to the Russians.
Thank you, Mr. Vice President. Congressman O'Rourke, Senate Democrats put out a report.
Wow, that was good, wasn't it? I mean, Obama, same thing. Man, he screwed up so many times in that garbled answer. Didn't know what country he was talking about, meant Syria, said Afghanistan, etc. Cory Booker did the same thing, said we got to stop the aggression from Syria. Or was that Buttigieg? I don't know which one it is. That was a beautiful. They're coming unglued in this debate. Let's listen in a little bit more here. Now we get to listen to Beto O'Rourke.
Still at the invitation of this president. So if there are not consequences, we will continue to see this problem going forward. But in addition, y además, to answer the previous question that you asked, how do we stand up to Russia on the global stage? We do that by renewing our alliances and our friendships. That is what makes America stronger. There isn't enough money in this country. There aren't enough service members, as brave and courageous as they are, to do everything that we want to accomplish militarily around the world. And the Kurds are case in point. In fact, because we turned our backs on them, those Kurds who fought for us in Syria, helped to defeat ISIS, not just for themselves, but for the United States of America, it makes it more likely that we will have to send another generation of service members to fight those battles there. And then lastly, as General Mattis, who was invoked earlier, has said, we have two powers, one of intimidation and one of inspiration. We need to now focus on that latter power and make sure that we invest in diplomacy, in our State Department, and peacefully and nonviolently resolving our foreign policy goals, not on the backs of 18 and 19 and 20-year-olds anymore, but making sure that our diplomats are invested in, have the focus.
Notice they're going every direction at the same time. O'Rourke just said, let's beat the crap out of them, but let's not send any 18 or 19-year-olds out to war. Okay, Beto, which one will it be?
To freeze his bank accounts, please.
Oh, this is Tom Steyer now. First time in a debate. Here he is, Tom Steyer, billionaire.
Trump's America First program, which involves having no plans, having no process, and having no partners, it proved to be a disaster in Syria. It's proved to be a disaster in terms of our response to Russia's attacking our democracy. And more than that, when we look at the problems around the world, the idea that the United States is going to act unilaterally against a country without the support of our traditional allies makes absolutely no sense. Let's go to the most important international problem that we're facing, which no one has brought up, which is climate.
Oh, God.
We can't solve the climate crisis in the United States by ourselves. It's an international crisis. I've been working on it for 10 years, taking on the corporations, but we have to work with our allies and our frenemies around the world. So if you look at what Mr. Trump is doing, of course, he's been bought by the oil and gas companies. But any problem that we're going to do, but specifically climate, we're going to have to lead the world morally. We're going to have to lead it technologically, financially, and commercially. This is the proof that this kind of America first, go it alone, trust nobody and be untrustworthy is the worst idea I've ever heard. And I would change it on day one in every single way.
Mr. Yang, your response to Putin and Russia.
Okay. We won't listen to Ying Yang. Tom Steyer's presidential campaign just started with his first appearance there in the Demon Rat dumpster fire debate, and it just ended with his first commentary there on climate change is our most important problem. Tom Steyer, adios, buddy. You got that one wrong. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seem to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation. And Angioprim is the result, a safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now to Angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com. Or to speak with a trained consultant, give Angioprim a call at 954-882-7221. That's 954-882-7221.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Some folks call me a rambling man. I do a lot of thumbing and kicking cans, and it wouldn't do an ounce of good to call my name. 'Cause daddy's name wasn't Willie Woodrow, and I wasn't born and raised in no ghetto. Just a white boy looking
back
for a place to do my thing.
That weapon will be taken from them. If they persist, there will be other consequences from law enforcement. But the expectation is that Americans will follow the law. I believe in this country. I believe in my fellow Americans. I believe that they will do the right thing.
Thank you. Mr. Mayor Buttigieg, just yesterday you referred to mandatory buybacks as confiscation and said that Congressman O'Rourke has been picking a fight to try to stay relevant. Your response on guns?
Well, Congressman, you just made it clear that you don't know how this is actually going to take weapons off the streets. If you can develop the plan further, I think we can have a debate about it, but we can't wait. People are dying in the streets right now. We can't.
Now, what Beto O'Rourke just did, folks, and he really hurt the demon rats. He said, if you don't give up your AR-15, there are 16 million AR-15s owned by law-abiding Americans. He didn't use the phrase law-abiding. I added that. Only we know that secret. And that they would be taken by force. You give it up, or we will go get it. Oh, kiss you. Bend over and kiss it goodbye, Beto O'Rourke. Your campaign just ended. And he said, I think everybody on this stage would agree with me. Okay, we'll go with that, Beto. Oh, and then he said this. Well, here, let's listen to him. He's talking again.
To use the analogy of healthcare, it would be as though we said, look, We're for primary care, but let's not talk about mental health care because that's a bridge too far. People need that primary care now, so let's save that for another.
He's just blathering. He also made an interesting thing in saying that we're going to take all your guns. He said he referred to the Hispanic community of Texas as my community, implying that he's a Hispanic. Patrick O'Rourke is not a Hispanic name. It's an Irish name. He's not a Hispanic, but he wants you to think he is. That's why he uses Beto.
I need lessons from you on courage, political or personal. Everyone on this stage is determined to get something done. Everyone on this stage recognizes, or at least I thought we did, that the problem is not other Democrats who don't agree with your particular idea of how to handle this. The problem is the National Rifle Association and their enablers in Congress, and we should be united in taking the fight for them.
That's a mischaracterization, Anderson. I've got to answer this. Never took you or anyone else on who disagrees with me on this issue. But when you, Mayor Buttigieg, described this policy as a shiny object, I don't care what that meant to me or my candidacy, but to those who have survived gun violence, those who've lost a loved one to an AR-15, an AK-47, March for Our Lives, formed in the courage of students willing to stand up to the NRA and conventional politics and poll-tested politicians, that was a slap in the face to every single one of those groups and every single survivor of a mass casualty assault with an AR-15 and an AK-47. We must buy them back.
Our goal to those survivors is to actually deliver a solution. I'm glad you offered up that analogy to healthcare, because this is really important. We were at the cusp of building.
Now, that's good. We said there'd be blood on the floor. There it is, folks. It is already all over. It's getting personal and nasty. Buttigieg and O'Rourke going at it and exposing. This is good. They're outing themselves. Kind of an apt phrase for Buttigieg. But they're outing themselves as to the communists that they are.
I want to give other candidates a chance to enter. Booker, what's your response to Mayor Buttigieg?
Well, look, I again worry about how we talk to each other and about each other and what this last week has shown. As a young man in my neighborhood, I watched him grow up. I lived in some.
Oh, here we go. As a young man in my neighborhood, they're all going off to their personal wah, wah, wah stories. Kamala Harris talked about being raised by her single mother. Klobuchar talked about her mother was able to support the family after she divorced her father. Wah, wah, wah. Victim, victim, victim. These are all millionaire people who've made their money on your back.
You all have courage, but it's frustrating that when the American people, 77% of Americans, agree on licensing, we don't need leadership right now. We just need...
None of them have ever done anything meritorious or produced a damn thing.
This is a daily nightmare where we're surrendering our freedoms to fear in this country. This is the first time in American history, this fall, where we have sent our children to school, the strongest nation on the planet Earth, and said to them, we can't.
Wait, I thought you said our nation's a train wreck, Booker. Now we're the strongest nation on Earth. You don't seem to be able to make up what's left of your mind.
President of the United States, I will bring an urgency to this issue and Senator make sure Klobuchar. That we end the scourge of mass violence in our
Senator
country.
Senator Klobuchar.
You're going to end the scourge? We'll start with Chicago, St. Louis, Baltimore, where 99.9% of gun deaths occur. They're not occurring from AR-15s. Check the statistics, Mr. Booker.
Your response.
I just keep thinking of how close we are to finally getting something done on this. I'm looking at the mayor of Dayton. I met one of the survivors from that
show. Oh, I met a survivor. Now we're going to something like this again.
Majority of Trump voters want to see universal background checks right now. The majority of hunters want to see us move forward.
Okay, there's Klobuchar making shit up. Oh, excuse me, making stuff up.
My bill to close the boyfriend loophole so domestic abusers don't get guns. The bill to make it easier for police to vet people before they get a gun. That's what we should be focusing on. And I just don't want to screw this up. When I'm president, I do want to bring in an assault weapon ban. And I do want to put a limitation on magazines so what happened in Dayton, Ohio will never happen again. But let's not mess this up.
Now, an assault weapon ban, okay, folks. What Klobuchar, who doesn't know which end of a gun is which, doesn't realize that just about every rifle in America would be called an assault weapon. if the AR-15 is simply a semi-automatic rifle, like just about every rifle in America.
We put in a huge penalty if you didn't register them, and a huge tax on them, and we let people turn them in, and it got machine guns out of the hands of people. But the problem here that...
Well, we got machine guns out of the hands of people. Really? Warren also lives in La La Land. When's the last time one of your neighbors had a machine gun?
It's what happens in neighborhoods all across this country. It is about suicide. It is about domestic violence. This is not going to be a one and done, that we do one thing or two things or three things and then we're done. We have to reduce gun violence overall. And the question we have to ask is, why hasn't it happened? You say we're so close. We have been so close. I stood in the United States Senate in 2013. When 54 senators voted in favor of gun legislation,
you,
and it didn't pass because of the filibuster.
Senator,
we have got to attack the corruption and
the filibuster,
or the gun industry will always have a veto over what happens.
Senator Harris, you disagree with Senator Warren. You think the buyback should be mandatory. Please respond.
5 million assault weapons are on the streets of America today. During the course of this debate, 8 people will die from gun violence. The leading cause of death of young black men in America is gun violence, more than the top other 6 reasons totaled. This is a serious matter. I have personally hugged more mothers.
Here we go again. Wah, wah, wah. Personally hugged. Yes, Kamala, a lot of young black males are going to die from being shot by, yes, other young black males, not with AR-15s, owned by law-abiding Americans who need to defend themselves against those thugs. They'll be shot with every conceivable kind of gun, knife, iron pipe. They know how to kill. They're not going to stop killing because you take guns away from law-abiding Americans.
Taken on the NRA and beat them, twice. We were able to get assault weapons off the streets and not be able to be sold for 10 years. Recent studies show that mass violence went down when that occurred. The way to deal with those guns and those AR-15s and assault weapons that are on the street, are not on the street, that people own, is to do what we do in the National Firearms Act as related to machine guns. You must register that weapon. You must register it. When you register it, the likelihood of it being used diminishes exponentially.
Exponentially. Look that word up. Exponentially. That's a new word.
Make sure that we could not have a magazine that had more than 10 rounds in it. I've done this. I know how to get it done. If you really want to get it done, go after the gun manufacturers and take back the exemption they have of not being able to be sued.
Thank you, Mr. Vice President. Secretary Castro, the vast majority of homicides committed with a gun in this country are from handguns, not assault-style weapons. What's your plan to prevent those deaths?
Thank you very much for the question. You know, I grew up in neighborhoods where...
Watch him dodge. He's not going to answer that question. When he said thank you very much for that question, that's not what he meant. I guarantee you, I'm not listening to his answer. I guarantee you, he's not going to answer that question on handguns.
Voluntary versus mandatory. There are two problems I have with mandatory buybacks. Number one, folks can't define it. And if you're not going to door to door, then it's not really mandatory. But also, in the places that I grew up in, we weren't exactly looking for another reason for cops to come banging on the door. And y'all saw a couple of days ago what happened to...
Oh, y'all, hey, Julian Castro, y'all.
At her house, when she was playing video games with her nephew, he didn't...
Okay. I'll tell you, folks, nothing. I'll tell you what, so far, this debate is now, the Demon Rat Dumpster Fire is... 1 hour and 44 minutes into itself, not one single Democrat has scored one single point with middle America. Not a single moment of resonance with your neighbors. This is wonderful.
Senator Klobuchar, CNN reached out to Ohio Democratic voters for their most pressing questions. Bree, a teacher in Proctorville, asks, In rural Ohio, the opioid epidemic has affected our communities and schools.
Of course, Amy Klobuchar is going to be against opioids. A dumb question. So we don't need to listen to this. We know it's nothing. You know, look at the contrast with these demon rats and Donald Trump. Everything Donald Trump says immediately. I love the bumper sticker that you can get on the Donald Trump website. I am your voice. What he says resonates with us. These demon rats, not one of them has connected with middle America. And on the contrary, tonight they've said, we're going to take your guns by force. We're going to keep the endless wars going forever. And Donald Trump is a criminal, which America is not buying that kind of hyperventilation, that kind of hysteria and lying. And notice they're not asking about Hunter Biden.
Very people that got people hooked and killed them in the first place. And that is the people that are manufacturing these opioids.
Yeah, the Chi-Coms. Fentanyl is coming from Red China, boys and girls. Thanks to the demon rats. Thanks to the World Trade Organization entry by Bill Clinton.
They're so isolated, and also in urban areas where it's, by the way, not just opiates. There's still meth issues and crack cocaine issues. This is personal for me. My dad,
Bill Clinton's probably on crack right now.
DWI, they said to him, the prosecutor, you got to face jail or you got to go to treatment. He picked treatment.
I'm sure Amy Klobuchar has always loved Bill Clinton.
And now he's 91 and in assisted living. And he said to me last year, it's hard to get a drink around here anyway.
But ha ha. Oh, that is so funny. Oh, that personal touch.
I believe that everyone in this country, including the people in rural America, have that same right to be pursued by grace.
Thank you, Senator. Mr. Steyer, how would you address the opioid epidemic that exists here in Ohio and around the country? Please respond.
Well, I think this is one of the most heartbreaking experiences that America has had. 72,000 people died of opioid overdoses last year. And that's not only a tragedy for them, it's a tragedy for their family and their communities. And so I think we have to treat this as a health crisis. We have to move the resources and the support there to try and help people. But I think that Senator Klobuchar makes a good point. The reason I'm running for president is that we have a broken government. And we have a broken government because...
Notice he's not answering the question. He's shifting off to just a generality. Vote for me. And the public, American public is smart. They're hearing that. He has nothing to offer.
We need to break the corporate stranglehold on our government. I've put forward actual structural changes, including term limits, a national referendum, the end to the idea that corporations are people and have the rights of American citizens politically.
Here's Tom Steyer, super corporatist, telling you he's going to break the stranglehold of American corporations. He is one!
To decriminalize the possession and use of small amounts of opioids, including heroin, how would that solve the
problem? Now they're asking a question of Yang. Now, another thing has come with this debate, folks. The front runners, Biden, Warren, notice you haven't heard from Elizabeth Warren. With 12 of them in here, I'm sort of giving you analysis as it's going, she's barely had a chance to speak. So has Biden. And so has Kamala Harris, barely had a chance to speak, and Sanders. So the demon rats, by running so many people, they don't have a leader. They don't have any prominent person that appeals to America. I'm not even going to turn Ying Yang up because he's such an idiot. He's such a clown. He wants to give thousands of dollars to every person in America. What a dope. And, you know, that helps us because the Democrats take him seriously. The guy who gets up and says, I'm going to give every person in the country thousands of dollars. They go, hey, they take this guy seriously? There's something wrong with them. It's obvious there's something wrong with Yin Yang, but there's something wrong with people that put him on a stage in a national debate. Here's O'Rourke.
The solution, please respond.
Yes, it is, for many of the reasons that Mr. Yang just described, and also just from some personal experiences I've had as a member of Congress, where constituents of mine have come forward, in some cases publicly, at a town hall meeting to describe...
Oh, here we go again with, you know, I've held the dying head of a little baby close to my bosom as hot tears stream down my face. So vote for me. No logic. They don't answer questions. They're tyrants.
For those who've been arrested for possession and made sure that he was not...
Oh, and these demon rats. Why do we have so many criminals running loose in America? So many drug dealers. Who are the liberal left-wing judges who release them out onto the streets? We'll be right back after this break.
Best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Don't regret growing old. It's a privilege denied to many. Heart disease is taking our youth from us. Young people in their 30s, 40s, 50s, and beyond are dying needlessly. One of the hardest messages I've ever had to deliver is to convince people that something natural like Extendivite should be taken as a preventative measure. I'm sure you heard, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Extendivite is that ounce. Take Extendivite for 1 year and see what your doctor has to say and how much better you feel. Herbs take time to address the problem. It took years of life to have a problem. Give Extendivite 1 year to fix a problem. Don't wait until it's too late. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or visit us on Amazon.
Extend your life with
This is our last segment of the demon rat dumpster fire debate. They're trying to ask Bernie Sanders about his health right now. Here it comes.
Well, very glad you're feeling well, as you just said. But there is a question on a lot of people's minds, and I want to address it tonight. You're 78 years old, and you just had a heart attack. How do you reassure Democratic voters that you're up to the stress of the presidency?
Well, let me invite you all to a major rally we're having in Queens, New York, BernieSanders.com. We're going to have a special guest at that event, and we are going to be mounting a vigorous campaign all over this country. That is how I think I can reassure the American people. But let me take this moment, if I might, to thank so many people from all over this country, including many of my colleagues up here, for their love, for their prayers, for their well wishes. And I just want to thank you from the bottom of my heart. And I'm so happy to be back here with you this evening.
Wow, wow. He didn't answer the question. Here's Biden.
Carter said he could not have undertaken the duties of the presidency at 80 years old. Why are you so sure that you can?
Because I've watched it. I know what the job is. I've been engaged. Look, one of the reasons I'm running is because of my age and my experience. With it comes wisdom. We need someone to take office this time around who on day one can stand on the world stage, command the respect of world leaders from Putin to our allies, and know exactly what has to be done to get this country back on track. It is required now more than any time in any of our lifetimes to have someone who has that capacity on day one. That's one of the reasons why I decided to run. Why I decided to run this time, because of I know what has to be done. I've done it before. I've been there when we pulled the nation out of the worst financial recession in history. I've been there and I've got so many pieces of legislation passed, including the Affordable Care Act, as well as making sure that we had the Recovery Act, which kept us from going into depression. I know what has to be done. I will not need any on-the-job training the day I take office. And I will release my medical records, as I have 21 years of my tax record, which no one else on this stage has done, so that you can have full transparency as to my health and what I am doing.
Just to be clear, Mr. Vice President, when will you release those records?
Before the first vote.
Before Iowa?
Yes.
Not by the end of this year?
Well, before Iowa. I mean, look, I've released them before. I mean, I've released 55 pages of mine. I'm the only guy that's released anything up here.
Senator Warren, like Senator Sanders and Vice President Biden, if you win the presidency, you would be the oldest president ever inaugurated in a first term. You would be 71. 40% of Democratic primary voters say they think a candidate under the age of 70 is more likely to defeat President Trump. What do you say to them?
Well, I say I will outwork, outorganize, and outlast anyone, and that includes Donald Trump, Mike Pence, or whoever the Republicans get stuck with. Look,
So this is kind of interesting here. The Democrats are striking out here. We have to go. We're going to run out of time. But very few people know that Elizabeth Warren is 70 years old right now. She is no spring chicken. Biden will turn 80 if he were to be a president. He would turn 80 in the presidency, and Bernie Sanders is already there. So thanks for listening to the Demon Rat Dumpster Fire debate. We'll talk about it and get your thoughts on it in tomorrow's meeting here in the Trump Clubhouse. That sounds like Joe Biden. See you tomorrow night.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner.
Center. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.